sermon I am about to read was written by Reverend Julius Vince Bronson, current minister of the Emmanuel Canadian Reformed Church in Edmonton. Beloved congregation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Christians in the early church used to greet one another with a triumphal greeting in which one person would say, "Christ has risen," and the other would respond to say, "He has risen indeed." It was a way of sharing the experience of being sojourners in the world, while at the same time being citizens of a heavenly kingdom under the eternal King Jesus Christ, who defeated the last enemy, which is death. If we adopted the practice of greeting each other like this from time to time, we could perhaps modify the greeting by adding in the words that the angels in the tomb spoke to the first witnesses of Jesus' resurrection. If we did that, then the greeting would start with one Christian saying, "Christ has risen," and the other would respond with the words, "He has risen indeed," and then they could say together, "Just as he said." When we add in that phrase, "just as he said," we remind one another that Christ's victory over the grave on Easter morning took place in the broader context of the triune God's work to save all people from the fall into sin. When we greet one another with the words, "just as he said," we also remind each other of the faithfulness of God to his promises as a comfort and a hope for the coming days. I preach to you this gospel under the following theme: Christ conquered the grave just as he told you. First, we'll see Christ's faith was confirmed by his resurrection. And then second, Christ's resurrection confirms your faith. Christ's faith was confirmed by his resurrection. When Jesus left Galilee to go to Jerusalem, we read in Mark 8, verse 31, that he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Shortly after this, while still very much alive, he again taught his disciples, saying to them in Mark 9, verse 31, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise." Although the disciples still didn't understand what he meant, a few days later, just as they were now on the road going to Jerusalem, Jesus spoke to his amazed and afraid disciples to tell him once again what was going to happen to him. He told them, "See, we are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise." Mark 10, 33 through 34. Finally, just before he was arrested, when Jesus was with his disciples on the Mount of Olives, he told them one last time of his resurrection, as we read in Mark 14, 27 through 28, saying, "You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." The Lord Jesus revealed that he believed he would be killed, that he would rise again, and that he would come again to the earth in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Jesus spoke with so much faith about his resurrection that his language was comparable to the language we might use when we make an appointment to meet with someone in a few days. We might say, "I just have to finish prepping the documents to get my work on the project done, and I'll meet you in a week or two." Jesus' words were like he was saying, "I just have to be beaten and killed, and then after 3 days, when I am raised up, I will meet you with you all in Galilee." Jesus really believed that he would rise again on the third day. So how could Jesus be so certain of his death, resurrection, ascension, and return? We might be inclined to think that he knew these things because he was God as well as human. During his ministry, Jesus seemed to know things that other human beings could not know, like the fact that Nathanael was sitting under a fig tree and the motives behind people's faith in him. At the same time, while he was teaching on earth, Christ explained that he did not know everything, for he did not know the day or hour when God would come in judgment. Only the Father knew, as we read in Mark 13, verse 32. His divine nature did not give his human nature a complete knowledge of everything that his Father in heaven knows. Christ had a deeper understanding than anyone else on earth about the things and people he was looking at, but this does not mean that his human nature could experience the future before it happened. In his ministry on earth, Jesus also needed to grow in obedience, see Hebrews 5, verse 8, and to completely trust in his Father's promises, even concerning his own future. This learning from scriptures about his own life, his faith in the promises of God concerning his own work, and his desire to share his hope with others in his teaching were part of Jesus' obedience and righteousness. He told others that he would rise again because he believed everything that was written in the scriptures about himself, and the scriptures were clear that he must rise from the dead. What passage of scripture did our Lord Jesus and the apostles rely on to conclude that he had to rise from the dead in 3 days? If we study the first books of the Bible, we can see that they present the gospel that it was possible to satisfy God's justice with the death of a sacrifice without blemish. See Leviticus 17, verse 11. The Lord promised to send his Son to be that innocent sacrifice, and in the Psalms and prophets, he promised to hear the cries of his suffering Son and to rescue him from death and Sheol. Jesus spoke with confidence about his resurrection because he believed the word of God revealed in Psalm 16 when King David foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. To help his disciples remember that he would rise after 3 days, he gave them the sign of Jonah in Matthew 12, verse 40, explaining that just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Jesus knew that just as a grain of wheat must fall into the earth before it bears fruit, so he told them that he too would be lifted up from the earth and glorified, drawing all people to himself. When we look at Peter's sermon on Pentecost Day in Acts 2, or Paul's sermon in Antioch that we read together in Acts 13, we see how these apostles preached and what Jesus had known about the revelation of his resurrection in the Old Testament. The apostles preached that the scriptures revealed Jesus' resurrection. They showed that a person didn't need to be God, didn't need to be God to know that the Christ, who suffered and died on the cross, would certainly also rise from the dead. Jesus announced his own resurrection in faith because he believed the scriptures. As a human child of God, serving as a substitute in our place, Jesus didn't have any special eternal divine knowledge that made his resurrection especially certain for him. And yet he was absolutely certain in his mind about his resurrection because he believed the sure promises of God. Jesus entered his period of suffering, driven by faith and comforted with the hope that came from the written scriptures, just like any of us might do when times are tough. Like any other human being, Jesus had to rely on the promises that God spoke to him in scriptures to know about what would happen to him in the future. We can see in our text how Jesus believed in God's promises perfectly, and we may know that he did this as man for us and in our place. In his grace and truth, God confirmed that Jesus' faith was well-grounded when he raised Jesus from the dead. The angel in the tomb told the first witnesses that the tomb was empty, just as Jesus said it would be. When Paul later preached about the same resurrection, He even went further back in the Old Testament promises when he concluded in Acts 13, verse 33, that what God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us by their children by raising Jesus. Christ's faith in God's word to the people of the Old Testament was confirmed by his resurrection. Crucified on Friday and rising from the dead early on Sunday morning, the grave could not hold Jesus Christ, our Savior. Jesus' resurrection was not just a reaction to a situation that went out of control, but it is the fulfillment of God's promises and the agreed upon and announced guarantee that Christ Jesus was righteous. The resurrection happened just as he told you. When we celebrate his resurrection, we see how it confirms us in our faith. As we'll see in the second point, his resurrection confirms your faith. The young man, dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side of the tomb, told the women who had entered the tomb not to be alarmed. He was kind to the afraid women and told them to see the place where they laid Jesus and to see that Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified, was not there because he had risen. The Lord wanted the church to be sure that their Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ, had conquered the grave. Jesus had said that after 3 days, he would rise from the dead. According to the scriptures, and he did rise from the dead, just as he told us. The angel draws attention to the fact that Jesus told you so, to give the glory to the Lord, along with the apostles who showed that the people of Christ's resurrection was necessary from the scriptures. The Lord commanded his messengers to announce the full significance of Christ's resurrection to the world. By adding in the words, just as he told you, the angel reveals that Christ's resurrection is not only a declaration of God's power over death, but his resurrection is also a declaration of God's sovereign hand in all of history to save sinners, his love for the church, and the fulfillment of all the promises that he has spoken to us. When we look at God's revelation in the Old Testament and the clear instruction of our Lord Jesus while he was on earth, it is very disappointing to see that the first witnesses to Jesus' resurrection were surprised to learn that he had risen. The women had to be encouraged to remember what Jesus had taught them, as we read in Luke 24, 5 through 8. And the disciples didn't believe the people that reported that they had seen Jesus, just as we read in Luke 24, verse 11. Really, only the hostile Pharisees remembered that Jesus had said that after 3 days he would rise, although they didn't believe that it would happen and went to great lengths to prevent people from tampering with Jesus' tomb. In order that we might not forget that Christ had conquered the grave, it was part of God's plan to ensure that all the world would hear about his resurrection. Even before he had died, Jesus told the disciples to meet him in Galilee after he had risen. Well, just as Jesus told them, he was there in Galilee to meet them and gave them the great commission to preach the gospel of his resurrection victory so that you and I can know about it. Now the question is, will the Lord Jesus find faith on earth when he returns? In his sermon in Acts 13, verse 40 and 41, the Apostle Paul warned the church not to join in the scoffers who did not believe the work the Lord was doing, even though it had been told to them. We have been told many things by our Lord Jesus. Do we believe what he has said? Jesus had prophesied that he would rise from the dead, and so his resurrection confirms for the church that God's word is true, and Jesus' words are reliable. Everything that he said would happen took place, just as he said it would. And so we know that everything has come and will happen as well. The Gospels don't just record some events in the past, but they tell us about how Jesus has truly changed everything for us. He truly was cursed and forsaken and killed for us in our place. He told us that He was the sin offering, who takes away the sins of everyone who believes in him. That means if you truly believe in him, all your sins are truly forgiven. You don't need to fear judgment day. He told us he would rise from the dead, and he did. That means if we believe in him, who is the resurrection and the life, we will never die. Just as he rose from the dead according to his own gospel preaching, so surely does he let us who believe in him share in his victory over death. He told us that he is with us until the end of ages, so that we can trust that he is truly with us in life, in suffering, in trials, in sickness, and even in death. We believe that he has truly conquered the grave for us, so that we are raised to a new life with him already now and can count on the resurrection of our bodies. He told us that he will come again on the clouds to gather all his people and bring them to the rooms he has prepared for us in our Father's house. We can be sure that he will come again, just as he told us. The church's celebration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus on Easter Sunday stands at the center of all our worship on a Lord's Day as a confirmation of everything that we believe. Easter is a celebration not only of an event in the past, but in the trustworthiness of our Lord Jesus and his words, even as they continue to be preached today. In his grace for us, Jesus spoke clearly about all that he later accomplished. The Holy Spirit recorded both the promises of Christ's resurrection and the details proving his resurrection for our sakes, so that even today in the year 2024, we might believe and find comfort in the truth. Since Jesus has risen from the dead, our faith is not futile, and rather than being the most pitied of all people on the earth, we are the most comforted, content, and confident. We have a Savior who conquered the grave, and he is still alive in heaven until he comes again to complete the work that he began, just as he told us. Brothers and sisters, when God tests us in this life with hardships, with illnesses and injuries, remember that he has conquered the grave just as he said he would. Because of his victory over death, when we face trials and suffering and death, we can now speak with the same confidence as our Lord Jesus did before his death and resurrection. We too can say, in my life I will face many sorrows and hardships, and if Christ does not return first, I will die. However, I know that God is with me by his Spirit throughout my life, and either my body will be changed in the twinkling of an eye, or my body and soul will be reunited with Christ when Christ returns again on the clouds. These things will happen because this is just what our Lord Jesus told us, and his resurrection confirms our faith. We see how fitting it is to greet one another, saying, Christ has risen. He has risen indeed, just as he said. Amen.